Hey guys, it's Mark Sadowski, and this is Xmark. So as of yesterday, Fujifilm announced the release of their brand new Instax printer, and it's utilizing the wide format film, which is awesome because it is their biggest film that they make to date. And me personally, I utilize the Instax printers religiously. They are very integral to my wedding photography business. And in addition to that, they're just a lot of fun to use. And so for a while now, ever since they were first launched, I've been using the square format printer. And then prior to that, I was using the OG Instax 1 SP1 printer, or whatever that was. And loved it. Loved it then, loved it now. I will always love it. And am I going to get this new printer? Probably. I'm going to get this. How fast am I going to get this? I mean, we'll see. I get questions. And here's where it comes down to. When I watched the release of these videos, I think I got the alert on my phone when these promotional videos were like 15 minutes old on Fuji's YouTube channel. And I watched them, and then there was one part where my heart just sank, and I just had more questions than answers. And that is, it appears that there's only one camera that can utilize a direct connection to the printer. Otherwise, you need a smartphone to do any kind of printing. And that camera is the XS10, which baffles me because of all the cameras, why this one? What is so special about the XS10 that the other cameras don't have, especially the X-Pro 3 and the X-T4 or X-T3? And it got me thinking that, don't worry. The other cameras will get a firmware update and everything is going to be fine, right? Well, I don't know. And here's the part that has me concerned. And again, I'm going to, say I'm ignorant to technology and everything, but I'm looking at B&H right now, and I'm looking at the connectivity functions, and it only lists Bluetooth. Does not list Wi-Fi. And I think that older cameras are not going to be able to take advantage of a direct connection, which stinks, but I don't know. So let's play the devil's advocate. Let's go with the positive first. And again, I've been recording this off and on and deleting what I had to say, re-recording. And so let's look at a positive first. What if the statement is true that the XS10 is the only camera that can have the direct connection, and then future Fujifilm cameras, whatever they're going to be, XH2, XPro4, XT5, whatever, they will be able to link directly to the Instax wide printer. But anything before the XS10 cannot. Let's go with that premise. Is it the end of the world? No, because we could always send the photos to our phones, and then from the phone, print it to the printer. Now, is this better? If we're dealing with, let's look at it this way. The Wi-Fi signals I've found tend to be kind of shoddy. I could have the camera right next to the printer, or rather I could have my camera right next to my phone. It just lags, that Wi-Fi sending capability. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Really depends on the device too, because the device is trying to prioritize information, and you know, Apple does what Apple does and Android does what Android does. I don't pretend to know what the internals are doing, but all I know is that Wi-Fi gets a little tricky. What if the Bluetooth sending is more efficient, so that overall, yes, we have to send to the phone, but in the end, we're still using the same amount of time? I don't know. But that's something to think about. Something to think about, since a lot of individuals have complained about Wi-Fi connectivity, and maybe this is the way to combat that. I mean, maybe. Again, I could only speculate, because they're not exactly being forthcoming with the reasons why. I would hate to think that we're able to send information and they're just not allowing it. It does strike me as odd. All right, now let's go boohoo scenario. Fujifilm has got to know that which cameras are selling better than others. And not being able to cater to those cameras is kind of a bummer. I mean, I know if the whole Wi-Fi theory is true, it would still benefit having that capability so that you can cater to your most popular cameras that are currently owned by your customers. It doesn't make sense to exclude them for something like a future benefit. This isn't the same as the Lightning connector on an iPhone. Everybody is buying an iPhone. Not everybody is buying an XS10. And it does make me scratch my head that this would be the case. Again, I really, really hope I'm wrong here. I really hope that in the end, Fuji is going to release an update for the other cameras. And again, I know that the XE4, the XT3, XT4, the most recent cameras have Bluetooth capabilities, because whenever I sync up with the app, it's asking me if I want to update my update my time stamp and all that other fun stuff. So there's Bluetooth there. I get that. But do our cameras that utilize Bluetooth, are those Bluetooth signals strong enough to send a photo? I don't know. I don't know how Bluetooth works, honestly. If there's somebody out there that's willing to share You know, I'm all ears. But wow, I really hope for the best. Is it going to prevent me from buying this? No, I'm probably still going to buy this. This wide printer is pretty much a no-brainer. It's going to suck that I have to do an extra step, possibly. But, I mean, I'll do it. I don't think I will be utilizing the QR code function all that much. I personally like the pristine photo. I might use it for other things, like, you know, if I'm doing kind of like a print for audience members rather than couples that I'm photographing, you know, that might be something worthwhile. But I just like that direct connection, and that's what I'm hoping for. But again, not a deal breaker, just a disappointment, and we'll just have to see. You know, part of me still hopes that the X-T3 will get other film simulations. The fat chance of that happening probably at this point, but, you know, I'm holding out for it. Anyways, what do you think? If you want to leave me a comment, send it to me via Twitter or my Instagram feed. On both those cases, I'm at Mark Sadowski. That's Mark with a C. Anyways, positive thoughts. Let's look at it this way. In the end, we're still getting a kick-ass printer, and it's going to look amazing on those wide prints. You can't beat that. Whether we have an extra step or not, who cares? We'll get used to it. I'll find time during a wedding reception, and it's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to get it. Whether I get it sooner or later, you know what? That's going to be on the market, because, man, it's been hard to find anything nowadays with this craziness in the tech world. I mean, the chip shortage, the everything shortage. Man, it's been rough. But anyway, that's another story. Take care, everybody. I'll see you next time. Instax forever.